Good breed.
So yeah.
Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Sure is. John and I get to kick back now. Have a little bit of a relax.
Matt from the Lairs is in the studio with us.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
How are we doing?
We're doing fantastic, mate. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
You guys, the Lairs, have scored themselves a gig at the Cross Street Music Festival, second annual. I guess they're doing it yearly.
I hope so. Yeah, I am embarrassed to say I didn't go last year, but a lot of my friends went and they had amazing things to say.
Mint spot.
Yeah, it looks crazy. And how they block the road off and stuff, and they set it up really nice. And
for those that don't know, it basically runs parallel with K Road.
Yeah,
pretty much. Right in the busy area.
Yeah. There's like a car park next to it, just where the Mercs used to be. That's freaking awesome.
What time are the Lairs on?
We haven't actually been given set times yet.
So I feel like you guys are kind of like, I feel like they're going to chuck you quite far up the bill.
I hope so. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Sunset. Yeah. A sunset would be a magical time.
Well, we'll see what we can do. John knows some people.
It's a...
Put in the good word, boys. Come on.
It's a really, really solid lineup. Leaping Tiger, Cindy, Edie, Matt Bizzle, K2K, Same Name Confusion, The Lairs, Church and AP, and headlined by The Bats.
Oh, we lied to you, actually. We had Matt Bizzle up here the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, you said, has anybody come up from Cross Street? And we were like, nope, not at all, man. And you're like, great, I'm going to play some songs for people that are playing Cross Street Music Festival.
Matt Bizzle, you bastard. But you
not have played different
all
vibes, different vibes.
Matt Bizzle was...
He was playing his saxophone.
Favorite
sax strings. I don't know if you've noticed, Matt, but sax is back in a strong way.
Oh, I'm so happy. Sax on the beach, baby.
People are loving the sax these days. It's just great. Good way to close out a track. Just chuck some sax all over it. And those people have been playing sax since like 8. Finally have like they can go to band practice.
My
and
time
be in the
has
band.
Come.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so everyone's like, wasn't there a guy that went to school who had a saxophone? And then he gets the phone call kind of thing.
That guy in Waterview who plays saxophone in the park.
That's a true story, by the way.
Down by Oakley Creek.
He plays it in the park, but he doesn't play it in the open park. He plays it like in the bushes, not even in the park. Like someone's yelled at him so much. Don't even do that shit in the park, guy.
I haven't seen him for a while.
But he's
so
good.
Sax is back on trend.
John showed me a video and he's fucking good.
I've seen this video recently that someone put on their story, and they were videotaping someone in LA just on a drunken night out, and he's got a saxophone, but he's obviously hammered to hell. And he's playing it. Have you ever heard a saxophone being played by someone that can't actually play saxophone? It's the most hilarious noise.
We don't fuck with that kind of saxophone.
It's so amazing. But he's spinning around in circles trying to play the saxophone.
I thought you were going to say it was basically like drunken mastering the saxophone. Doesn't sound like
it. It was horrible. This guy's on the background being like, what key are you in, bro? And he just eats shit on the phone, on the pavement.
I feel like it's hard to be bad at saxophone. It'd be quite hard because you've got to first save up the money to buy a saxophone. So you need to know at some point whether or not you can do it before you buy the saxophone.
I think it kind of comes in the same realm as like playing tennis or like competitive swimming, where you really need a really strong, overbearing parent.
Or it's like golf, it's like fun if you're good at it. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a whole bunch of swearing and maybe too many beers.
Do you know if you've got any sax in your just while we're talking about saxophone, have you got any sax in your selections tonight? Do you know?
Nah, I don't think I do.
That's okay. That's like, totally fine.
You kind of set me up now. I kind of
We're reminiscing. should we kick one off? Should we get in?
Mm. You've chosen some Same Name Confusion from Wellington.
Yeah. Old friends of ours. They've played a Drive Island down at Ellen Melville Centre.
Yeah.
I feel like they need wireless everything so they can just run around. These guys are maniacs. They just run around everywhere.
See, the song came up on my Spotify and I hadn't heard of it before. And I was like, I thought it was Hardly Unclear for the first 2 seconds, only because of the accent. And I loved it. And I was like, oh, who are these guys? And then maybe like 2 months later, popping up on the bill with us. So stoked.
Can't buy. It's a beautiful thing, actually. This is not fake news. Same Name Confusion.
Strangers, never enough food, and I'm getting
getting nervous now. What should I say? I'm from a small town, you've never heard of it. In need of an icebreaker, I should have brought my rainbow jumper. Brother thinks it's gay, but it always sparks a conversation. I've never met her, I still haven't met her, I still haven't met her, still haven't met her. Into the fire, we only live once, once is enough. Plenty of fake news flying around, I do my best to just avoid it. Girls are in love. Yeah, the silence is fine. These girls are in love. The silence is fine until it starts getting physical. I've never met her, I still haven't met her, I still haven't met her, still haven't met her. Supermarket.
Anybody that happens to be pinging
next selection
for 525.
If you know, you know.
Coming from. Yeah. I wanna try something different.
This for the people that we buy, resell, replay. I don't have time for your email.
Shout
don't
out
pay attention to detail. Kicking with brothers, you geeking off females.
Going out bad.
Picking up bro.
I ain't got gas.
Ain't one no smoke.
Get to my bag.
I can't choke it, yeah. Chop up the mullet and I'm floating, yeah.
Huh. Run up on me, had to meet AP. Run the concrete, that TAT. Fall at the end. 483 fall on the floor about all I need. We building it up, we breaking it down. The pain for these crowds, they love it. They hearing that bounce, they know it's our sound. No play with me now, we run it.
Can't make like money clip, play no game.
Gonna make that sunny flip, gain on game.
Don't do that, talk that shit in person. Make that purchase, move like circus flip. But we don't look like clowns, can't play no part. Can't be this real honest. So they wanna book us now. Tell them if the sum not right, don't bother.
For the people that we buy, resell, replay. I don't have time for your email. Don't pay attention to detail. Kicking with brothers, you geeking off females. Going out bad, bad, bad.
I ain't got gas, you don't want no smoke. Get to my bag, yeah.
Get to my bag, yeah.
Yeah. When I hit that urn, gotta cover my face. Little up boy, lick it like race. Six man deep, go fill up the case. Break it back down and cut it, no shape. Back page, no book, them boy, they're shook. But I know I can't leave no trace. Ain't no running, no chase. Go get to the base.
New stainless tucked in my waist.
Yeah, yeah. How many flopped another? My man with it, now you're comer. Calm down, Potter, me Don Dutter. Only come out when the boy gets slumber.
Rag get cash when they put him at under. Keep it on stash when they put him at under. First class when they pay flights, them guys let it all burn like Usher.
Like Usher.
Nah, I mean fucking Usher. Sorry.
This for the people that rebuy, resell, replay. I don't have time for your email. Don't pay attention to detail. Kicking with brothers, you geeking off females. Going out bad, picking up bro. I ain't got gas, you don't want no smoke. Get to my bag, choke it, yeah. Chop with the mullet, I'm floating, yeah.
Huh. Shout out to Dead Forest. Shout out to Ditta. That song is due on Boxing Day.
Fire
for
sale.
All the Fire Sale fans. Anyway, thank you, BFM. You guys are always amazing.
Much love.
We love you guys so much.
660 there, live at BFM. Sorry,
660.
Oh my god.
Can you just fucking go away? You've done like five fucked up things in this minutes.
Church and AP are playing with 660 this weekend.
Damn, man. Just take a breath or something. Yeah. Or go have a coffee or some shit.
Yeah, I'll finish this gone straight
we're
to
here with Matt from the Lears, and we're going to try to do some good radio from here on out. That was two back-to-back tracks.
Is it me?
No, bro, it's not you.
I feel like it's me.
It's not John. John's still at Mundo. Oh.
That's totally me.
Slipped something into the kombucha, mate, when we came in. Sorry about
too many kombuchas. All right, back on the good foot here.
Here we go.
We have, we kind of gave you, apparently gave you a sort of a rough guideline of playing cross street music festival type artists.
Yes.
But this next one is just because you're vibing on Tame Impala?
Yeah, well, I bought a ticket to the show recently, so I'm fucking super keen for that. And then, I don't know, I kind of, people are probably going to hate it, but I didn't really vibe out to the new album that they dropped either. Like, it kind of went away from a lot of the bandy elements that I really like about them, and it's kind of gone to a more beat-focused.
It needed a couple of listens for me, but I'm actually kind of, I'm into it.
I think, yeah, there's a couple. I like it might not be Time and Glimmer and stuff, but then I'm kind of going back through the back catalogue with the...
There's plenty.
The ones that I'm really excited for, and this one I was been listening to quite a lot.
This
quite
is
a lot getting me pumped.
B-sides and remixes from what record?
Currents.
Currents.
Yeah. This one, I don't know. I wish it made the actual album. I reckon it's sick. It's a dope track. But
you can't have them all made. Right?
Yeah, well, at least I know we won't play it at the actual concert. So.
Thank you.
Just filling Matt from the Lairs in on our live to air sessions that we have every Friday. Says the Lairs might be keen in the future.
Oh, I'm pretty keen.
You've got another gig after the Cross Street Festival?
Yeah, it's getting announced soon, so I don't...
Oh, fuck.
I'm scared now. I don't know if I'm allowed to say anything yet.
You haven't seen anything.
You stitched me up, bro. What the fuck? There's more exciting news to come.
Cross Street is the focus right now.
Cross Street is the focus.
We can confirm that Cindy, who are performing at Cross Street, will also be performing on the BFM Drive show next Friday, the 28th of Feb.
Drive with Johnny and Big Hungry, this one.
Mm.
Out of it.
So.
There is a Saturday drive as well, so just be careful about that, John. Don't want to confuse people.
Confuse.
Yeah, I know.
So there we go. Cross Street.
Is 660 doing a live session?
Oh, if man. John,
in John's mind.
I was shit.
Sorry,
John. Sorry, guys. I was reading.
Low blow, low blow.
Quite a faux pas. Quite, bringing up some old shit.
Church and AP. Church and AP performing with 660 at Western Springs this weekend, I think. But that Church and AP also on the Cross Street lineup. Okay. Why did you select the Church and AP?
What's that?
Why did you select the Church and AP?
I also, slide tangent, play some guitar for High Hoops, which is another kind of like more electronic thing that I like to dig my teeth into, and we did a bushfire relief show with them a little bit ago, and so that was the first time I'd seen them live. Just had some good energy, so it was a good time. So I was like, and they played this song, and I was like, damn, this is
they're hype.
Is cool. And then when I listened to it again, the recorded version, I was like, oh man, we're playing a gig with these guys soon. It'd be fucking sick.
Nice.
So there, John. Okay,
here we go. Now, you've also selected some totally enormous extinct. Is it dinosaurs?
Yeah, that's it. Our guitarist showed me this track when we were in LA recording last year, and it just got me real good. I think it was also the environment of like listening to it in like a cab on the way to a party or something. And then it's like a real slow burner. It requires some investment, but it's got this mean outro section where the beat actually drops in.
Is there any saxophone on there?
There's not saxophone. Per se, but there is a guitar that strikes you in the same way.
Is this pre-resurgence of saxophone?
I don't know actually when the song was released. It might have actually been on the tipping point, you know?
Forget about me.
The other thing about the one, we can go back to the saxophone, that Rick and Morty episode where he overdubs the saxophone solo in that really famous like 80s track.
Oh shit. Okay, we've got some homework to do. We should probably leave it on with this track. Press play for the Christ's sake, John.
Nothing.
This is where the sax should be.
Yeah, you can feel it. Just hits different. What was that one?
That was my sax. It was my waning sax. What was that track though? More importantly,
Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't You Forget About Me.
Perfect. Just testing.
That
you,
outro.
Matt.
That make outro was fucking
mad. Make sure that Matt from the Lears know what tracks he selected. We thought we'd obviously go out on one of your tracks, but
you
did actually, you dropped quite a bomb right before we played that last track. You said you did some recording in the States, mate. That sounds quite special. What's the yarn behind there? I just stopped John from asking this question 5 minutes ago.
Where did you go? And who'd you record with?
We went to downtown LA, which is a hole that no one told me how gross it was. Yeah, I went over there with the expectation it was going to be like Tinseltown and there's homeless people everywhere, but I was like, it was still cool, like going through all of the kind of Hollywood Boulevard and stuff. But we went there, sorry, tangent, and did some recording with some guys who run a studio called In Flight Music over there, and the owner's just been working in the industry over there for years and just has just a collection of fucking ridiculous gear that we just all got to use for like 2.5 weeks to record some new songs. They're getting mixed now, so hopefully we've got some new songs in the...
Mixed over there as well?
Yeah, mixed over there. Yeah, they wouldn't dare trust us with that stuff. They're freaking...
If you're using stuff in the studio,
yeah,
like an old piece of vintage kit, do you get attached to it? And do you miss it when you come home? You're like, oh, shit, I wish I had that, which I had in the studio.
You do. I think what comes about is when you go in there for the first like couple days, you start using something. Like they had this silver tone guitar that's like a... it's like a 60s model guitar that I used to give to kids to teach them.
And yeah, like Tiesco.
Yeah. And it's like a kind of like a hollow body. It's really thin, kind of like plasticky material vinyl. So it's really temperamental. And I had to play my part that we were recording over on this guitar because the tone was like perfect. But it would hum. And the only way that I could play it without the hum is to like touch my index finger worked. And I had to touch it on the outside of the neck pickup and then try and play with the other fingers.
Sometimes what works is a pedal on the ground, and if you just go barefoot and you touch the switch with your foot,
because
I've got some crummy guitars like that as well. It's probably like gold foil pickups or something really nice, and then real microphonic kind of pickups, so it's sweet tone.
That was so good. But you go through all of that hassle of like doing all the stuff, and then you kind of, I don't know, it's like a brutal relationship where you're kind of still attached to it, and then you're like, oh, I kind of miss them now, but at the time you're like,
that's kind of that's what makes a good studio though, the gear, right?
This dude had it's crazy. I was a kid in a candy store, but man, all the candy's like thousands of dollars.
Yeah,
great. And you're terrified you're gonna break it.
Amazing. Now, so this is this a tune from this particular session?
Nah, so this is a song we recorded in Auckland with our good friend Siren Unka at Bob Frisbee Studio on K Road, and then we sent the stems over to them and they mixed it. So it's been mixed by them but not fully recorded, but a little taste of hopefully some quality to come through in the next few songs.
Nice. Right on. We'll see the Lears at Cross Street Music Festival, of course.
Come through.
Sure. What's the ticket price on that? Do we know?
I actually don't know.
I think you might be able to still get cheap tickets.
Yeah.
I want to say like...
I think they're almost gone though.
I want to say like 30 bucks, 40 bucks. Is it something like that?
I think there was early birds for 25 and now I think they might have gone up to 40.
So I was totally in the ballpark.
You can head to Ticket Fairy and find out for yourself. Cross Street Music Festival, Saturday the 7th of March.
Come say hi.
Cool, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Yep.
No, so so deep. Don't you wanna be letting go of the things you're told to keep? Don't you wanna be everywhere? Don't you wanna run down the slopes? Can you feel it coming on? Don't you wanna just let go? So deep, don't you wanna be letting go of the things you're told to keep? Don't you wanna be everywhere? Don't you wanna run down the slopes? Can you feel it coming on? Don't you wanna just let go?
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.